Good day, this is WESU Middletown. Hello to our listeners out there. I'm Sima Shapiro. I want to welcome you to the pilot broadcast and first show of For Women Over 40. At For Women Over 40, we will be discussing methods of staying healthy, ways to find success and wealth, and how to find and maintain happiness. We will explore contemporary trends of fitness, good parenting methods, health through food, and ways to combat our changing hormones and bodies with practices like mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and so much more. We will feature guest experts who will lend a hand at helping guide you through what is sometimes a complicated and uncertain time in our lives. While we won't be taking calls from our listeners today, we will be discussing the topic of new older mothering, or what some people call midlife mothering. I am so pleased to feature the three women joining me for what will surely be a lively half hour. Please welcome Jolie Johnson-Mork from Seattle, Joanne Rogan from Philly, and Michelle Meyer from Connecticut. Three women who represent what I call the newest chapter in the women's movement and women whose lives exemplify the redefinition of the family model going into the 21st century. Hello.
Hello.
So a little bit of an introduction for all of you, just so people knew who will be speaking. Michelle, 56, is an office administrator with an 11-year-old son adopted through DCF, which is the state's adoption process. Being a single mom has its challenges, she believes, exacerbated a bit now by adoption issues. Jolie Johnson-Mork, 47, is a freelance writer and editor living in Seattle. Her four-year-old son was conceived naturally after four early miscarriages. As a later-in-life mother married to a younger husband, Jolie often finds it hard to remember the days and the years when her career and independence came first. Joanne Rogan is 48 years old and a dive bartender, freelance writer, and lead singer of the punk band Thorazine. That's too cool. You're too cool. She is married to the guitarist from her band, and they have two wild redheaded sons, 11 and 9 years old, who surprisingly arrived right before she turned 40. She took to blogging at punkymama.com to find community when both of her sons were diagnosed with special needs. So hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
So I think it's fair to say that the family unit is no longer a traditional one. I write often about the fact that due to the zeitgeist of these times, the changes in medical technologies, socioeconomic freedoms for women, a relaxation of the family model, women and men over 40 are finding innumerable pathways to finding family and achieving parenthood through IVF, fostering, guardianship, surrogacy, adoption, blending stepfamilies, and, of course, natural childbirth. While new older motherhood over 40 still is controversial in some camps, it is also becoming more mainstream as women choose to wait for the right one or the right method or the right time. Today, nearly 1 in 7 children are born to mothers over 40. Thousands of children are also adopted each year by the same demographic. It is believed that nearly 1 million women are now new mothers over 40 for the first time, last time, or repeat time. As ongoing medical breakthroughs are assisting women with their biology, the age of women choosing to conceive is pushing the envelope into their late 40s, 50s, and 60s. I think it's fair to say that these trends are both scary and exciting, and they leave a lot to be debated amongst any of us who've even chosen this path regarding the morality, the ethics, the principles of it all, and the seeming eradication of the natural biology in the order of women's lives. So with that in mind, I think I want to start with you, Jolie. Why did you wait so long?
Well, I never planned on having a family. I wasn't really interested in being married or being a mom. I grew up in, we should get right down to it. The idea of a traditional family, that's sort of what I grew up in. My dad went to work. My mom stayed at home. She raised three kids. We lived in a very nice neighborhood. We went to excellent schools. And my childhood was a nightmare. My father was a heinous alcoholic and extremely violent. He was functional because, you know, he was able to work. But, I mean, from the outside, we looked like a very traditional family. But, you know, the reality of it was not anything healthy or innocent. So for me, that really turned me off to the idea of having a family, and I happily went about developing my career as a writer and moving around the country for different jobs because I could. It seemed like that was the right path for me, but never say never, and I met someone who was very interested in starting a family, and I happened to be, I guess I was, when we got married, I was just under the wire. I was 39, about to turn 40, and we were able to get pregnant right away, every time, but the babies just didn't stick around, and I do think it was because of my age, and I really had no desire to do anything that wasn't, quote, natural. I wasn't interested in doing any IVF, any kind of donor egg. I didn't want to do any of that. We did have all the testing done. We went to a fertility center and had many, many tests done just to see if there was anything diagnosable. But the bottom line, the only thing they could tell me was it must be your age.
Isn't that the truth for all of us? Joanne, want to tell us a little bit about your story?
I was on the road with Thorazine most of the 90s. And, I wasn't having I was with Elliot, but we weren't married and we weren't having kids. I mean, we were running around the country a good 6 months of the year on the road. And then traveling and recording and in between, you know, working dive bar jobs just to keep us with our head above water before we could go back on the road again. So, you know, having children really wasn't in our game plan. We weren't going to have children, actually. And when I was 38 years old, I got pregnant. I was almost 38. And we decided to have a baby. And then we had another one right after. I'm glad I waited because I needed to go do that. I needed to travel. I needed to go on tour. But, you know, they came when they came, and I think it's been better. I didn't have any trouble conceiving. Both my children were surprises, which is pretty exciting.
And Michelle, a little bit about your story.
Well, I also didn't make a conscious choice to wait. I had a number of miscarriages, the first one at 28, and also traveled around quite a bit for work. I worked in the hospitality industry. I lived overseas and did a lot of different things. I think I moved it 18 times in 12 years. And so kids also were kind of, I knew that I wanted to have them, but it never seemed to be the right place or the right time. And I tried IVF at 40 and was able to conceive, but also not able to maintain a pregnancy to term, and wasn't willing to give up the idea of being a mother. I always knew I would be a mom. And so I came to adoption through the state of Connecticut. I adopted through the foster care system, which was a long process, longer than I expected, and partly because I'm a single mom. And that was a problem for some of the social workers, I think. But yeah, it sort of just happened when it did.
So I think I'll just add myself in the mix, which I hope I won't do in future shows. I was the mom of two stepchildren who I raised from early childhood all the way through halftime. And around the year 44 and a half, I really began to realize that while I loved these kids and they were certainly half mine, they weren't all mine, and I felt that this was now the time that I needed to really step up to the plate if I wanted to enjoy motherhood on my own and with my husband. And so at the tender age of 45, I pursued the adoption of one child at 46 and the second one at 48 in Russia because I'm of Russian heritage. And it made no sense to go anywhere else, and it made no sense to do it at any other timing but that time. But I think that leads me to now start to ask the second question. What did you feel about new older motherhood at the point at which you entered it, and how do you feel about it now? Michelle?
I don't really think it was a conscious thought for me. I don't feel old. I can't be old. I'm the mother of an 11-year-old. It's not it's not so much on my mind all the time. It was an issue for some of the people that in my life at that point. I lost a couple friends when I was trying to conceive myself because they just couldn't believe that anybody at 40 or 41 would choose to be a parent. But it's not really something I think about every day. Now, at 56, with an 11-year-old, it is something I think about only in terms of my son told me a few months ago that he thought 39 was a good age to get married. And I immediately said to him, no. I think like 25 or 26 when you're done with college and you have your first job, because I want to be there to be the grandma for those kids. So now I think about my age. But at the time, I definitely, it wasn't a consideration for me.
Jolie?
How do I feel differently between the time when I actually had my son and today?
Yeah, how did you feel about it at the point at which you had it? Did you consider yourself outside the norm? Did you even think about it? Were the reactions to your choice out of the norm for anyone who'd made a choice to have a child just because of mm-hmm. your age?
Mm-hmm. I guess because of the repeated miscarriages, I did think about my age quite a bit. Even though, you know, my husband is 13 years younger than I am, and many of our friends are either closer to his age or sort of in the middle. So I don't necessarily feel my age in terms of who I socialize with and the stage that I'm at. But for sure, the miscarriages brought that up a lot, because that was the only reason I could see that we were continuing to have miscarriages. I actually had a couple of other friends at the time who were also trying to get pregnant, and they were my age, and it was very nice to have sort of a little bit of a support group. We were all struggling in our own way, and until all three of us got pregnant at the same time, which we did, which was kind of amazing, until that time there was some secrecy and feeling a little bit withdrawn. I think women still are ashamed of miscarriages. I know I didn't tell. Basically, I told my sister, my husband knew, very few people knew what was happening, and that was probably a mistake. I probably could have used a lot more support. But once myself and these two friends finally did get pregnant, we really did bond, and we looked out for each other and kind of joked around about, you know, having gray hair and big bellies, and, you know, it was fun. It was exciting. We didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary. I guess we sort of felt like we were awesome because we had already had our careers to some degree. One girl's a chef, the other gal's a professional musician. So there was a sense of, you really can do this. Wow, this is amazing. Now, almost 5 years later, it's really hard. It's really tiring. Having a child at any age has got to be exhausting. But, you know, there's a big difference between 25 and 45. There's a big difference, and there's no denying it. As physically fit as you might be, or as much free time or as much outside help as you might get, having a child later in life or becoming a mom later in life is very physically and intellectually demanding. It's just the fact.
Joanne?
When my kids first came, it wasn't as overwhelming as, let's say, maybe a year and a half, 2 years in when they started getting diagnosed, and then it was really overwhelming. And I can remember my 48th birthday sitting on the kitchen floor, both kids climbing on my head and just being in tears. Because I was exhausted, I was working nights, and I was trying to raise two kids, and it was rough. I think that now I have more energy, but I think that because their needs are more settled and parenting has become a little bit more typical lately, it's helped. I am energetic and I feel like I can do a lot. But also I think having kids at an older age, they are keeping me young.
So when you first started, when you realized that you were pregnant and you started your motherhood journey, did you feel older than most women?
You know what's interesting is I come from older parents, which when I was born in the 60s, it wasn't typical for people to have kids close to 40. And yet I was born when they were close to 40. I have siblings that were born when they were 20. So it's, it never felt so abnormal because I grew up that way.
And how do you feel about it now?
It was interesting because my father's a World War II vet. Well, he's passed, but he was a World War II vet. And I had this insight into that generation that a lot of my peers don't have. And I don't think it was a bad thing. So I went into this knowing what it was like to have an old parent, and it didn't bother me at all.
So do you feel mainstream in your choices?
Well, I live in the city, so I met a lot of women who have had kids over and above 40.
Michelle, do you feel outside the mainstream?
Not usually. I don't think that I'm happy. I don't think I look my age or what people would think somebody my age should look like. It's definitely, you know, when I think of what my grandmother looked like at 56, times have changed in that aspect. Nobody has asked me if this was my grandson yet, which I'm dreading if that will ever happen, thanks to Lady Clairol and those other natural hair dyes. I can keep my gray at bay and maybe not look my age for a while. When I find it a little bothersome, not even bothersome, but inconvenient maybe is the better word. Most of my friends have kids in college or in their late 20s, and trying to get things to do, you know, find common things to do where I can take my son with me, that's a little more challenging. But I do have a lot of younger friends. You know, you make friends where your children have friends. And I also didn't think it unusual. My grandmother had a baby at 45. So I didn't look at it as a stigma. And so I think that makes it a little bit easier.
I think the underbelly of some of this has to do with perimenopause and menopause. Because as I have spoken often about the women that I've interviewed all over the country and, you know, how women in their 40s had typically said, I always look healthy, I'm so young, no one would know what my age is, age isn't a factor. And then I would interview these women in their 50s who would be rocking and rolling. Quite frankly, they would be struggling with whatever ages their children would be under the teenage years. And then I would speak to women in their 60s who just couldn't get a grasp on so many things. I mean, I interviewed a number of women who were 63, 64, 65, whose children were 14, 15, and 16. And, you know, they were heavily into menopause, really struggling hard with lack of energy and everything else that comes with it. And I think that that needs to be the discussion moving forward. I think that 5 or 10 years from now, the age of women choosing to become mothers will be so much less an issue. But I do think that discussing the ramifications of making those choices and what it means 10 years later will need to be addressed. Some of the trends allowing women to have children in their 50s and 60s, some of the technological trends allowing women to have children in their 50s and 60s sort of is counterintuitive to the biological aspect of which we, you know, are always faced with. So, I'm wondering, we have two young uns here and two of us who are on the other side of menopause. I'm wondering, do either of you younger women have any thoughts about, you know, making this choice and then not recognizing that perimenopause was around the corner? And in and of itself, it's a hard road to climb without having young children.
I love being called younger. Yeah. You can ask me anything if you call me younger. That's great. Perimenopause, it's kind of a drag. Little bits and pieces of that have started to rear their head. And honestly, for me, it's more of an issue because of the age difference between me and my husband, just because I'm, you know, now I'm starting to think, wow, you know, I look relatively young. I do try to take care of myself, sort of. But what's going to happen when things start to get accelerated, when aging starts to get accelerated, and I imagine that's what happens when menopause arrives. So that's natural, that's normal. I think that there are things women can do to sort of get a handle on it, and maybe not things don't have to happen sort of like a bomb dropping overnight. When symptoms first start happening, I think it's wise to look at your nutrition and find out if you're getting enough sleep. This is really hard if you have small kids in the house. But if you don't make it a priority, I think those symptoms, those perimenopausal symptoms, can really make everything else a lot harder. I'm not really worried about my son seeing me as an older mom. I mean, at some point that might come up, you know, when he becomes more aware of what other people's moms look like. But I'm not that worried about it because I think he just gets it. This is the mom he got. This is the one that he got assigned to. So whether I have gray hair or brown hair, or whether I'm, you know, have aches and pains or not, this is me. So it's just a matter of keeping it together as long as I can to take care of him.
Joanne?
Yeah, I'm trying to put my fingers in my ears and hum loud. That's not coming. But
you can run, but you cannot hide. We know this.
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be interesting having children in puberty while I'm going through menopause. I see that coming, and that I find a scary proposition. But other than that, I haven't given it too much deep thought. I've done some talking about it with friends, which is kind of interesting, because they feel like that there's not a whole lot of resources. Like, you know, you go into puberty, there's a lot of resources. You go into menopause, it's like, oh, we don't talk about that.
Absolutely.
So we've been doing a lot of talking about it, which I think is good. It's an important thing to talk about. But other than that, I've been trying to deny its existence.
We'll check back in with you in a couple of years, and we'll have another show on that topic. That's okay.
Okay.
So do you see yourselves as a role model, given that people have some vague idea of what your actual age is and, you know, you're probably – all in school with women traditionally 10 or 15 years your junior. Do you see yourselves as having made a path, not intentionally, but do you think that there's some purpose to your entire scheme of life? Jolie?
A purpose. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Well, I actually just spent the weekend with a friend of mine who flew out here to Seattle from New York, and she also has one son who's about the same age as my son, and she had some fertility issues as well before she had him, but she is 10 years younger than I am. We have a lot of the same issues because of where our children are. You know, that sort of is like the great equalizer. If you have kids of the same age, it doesn't really matter how old you are because you're dealing with the same crap stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But there definitely is a feeling, she's an old friend, she knows me well, and there is this feeling that she may not look up to me as a, you know, I'm not a role model for her as a mother, but I may be a role model for her in some ways, just as a woman taking an alternate path, that you can do what you want. It's okay to be a mom of an only, for example. I think that was a decision that she's coming to now, and it's the same sort of idea where it's not the norm. It's not, you know, most people have two children. Most people have their children in their 20s or 30s. You don't have to do it that way if that's what you choose, and if that's, you know, honestly, from my perspective, if that's what fate will allow, because I personally have some limits about how far I would go to, you know, technologically make a biological child happen for me. Different rules for everybody. But, yeah, I think there's a sense of, especially if you can be out and proud about it, you know, about being an older mom. It's like, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm a great mom to my son. Doesn't matter how old I am. Maybe part of my age, you know, is an advantage for him. We shall see, you know, as he ages and as I continue to age.
Michelle, do you see yourself as a role model?
I don't see myself that way, but a lot of people will have said that to me, you know, that they admire, doing it at my age and doing, you know, what I'm doing and how I did it, you know, particularly adopting and being a single mom. I don't, I guess maybe a role model in the sense of letting people know that, and kind of with what the other women said, you know, that it sort of happened for me how it happened, and I can't think about my age as the predicator to be a parent or not. You know, this was what fate gave me.
Joanne?
I feel the same way. I don't feel like I am a role model, but I find that, you know, when my band plays out, a lot of young women want to talk to me because they're like, okay, you've made room in your life for punk rock and for parenting. How have you done it? You know, they're very interested in the day in the life. And then also I feel like as an older parent, it's allowed me, I'm more able to fight for my kids. My kids needed a lot of fighting for when they were younger. And I don't think I could have that fight in me in my 20s. I wouldn't have that responsibility. I wouldn't be the parent I am today. So people have said I'm a role model. I don't know. I'm just me, and I keep living. That's pretty much it.
Okay, we only have a few more minutes, so I'd like to hear your closing thoughts. Really, I'd like to hear your thoughts about the trends in society, how there is no longer that traditional 2.5 kids and the white picket fence. Secondly, and more quickly, what kind of support do you think women should find or can find either in the real world or via the internet, or what kind of support have you been able to find that you can offer that to someone else? Quickly, Jolie?
Well, I say thank heavens that the traditional family is no more, because I don't think that ever really served anybody. I think we need to reach out, and if you don't have actual family members around you, aunts and uncles and sisters and, you know, grandmas, then reach out and find other people who can be part of your family. Find other moms. You know, if you're a single mom, find other single moms. If you're a mom of an only, find other moms of onlys. And to me, it really doesn't matter how old the moms are. You know, find other people who are in the same parenting stage as you are, because you'll find a lot of support just through that. You know, regarding us aging as women, you know, whether a woman is a mother or not, whether her kids are out of the house, if she's going through perimenopause, you're going to find a comrade there as well, because we're all going to go through it. And I think women are afraid to talk about it, but together we can. Together we can share information and at least give each other support.
Joanne, quickly.
I agree with what Jolie said about the whole, you know, finding support and finding your support the way you find it. You know, I agree with the breakdown of the traditional family has been a good thing, because it's opened up avenues for so many different kinds of families to develop.
Michelle?
Everybody needs to find you, Sima. You're my support group. I agree. People, you find like people. I have a lot of friends that are single moms. I have a lot of friends with adopted children and many friends with children the same age as my son, and we're each other's support group.
So I think that I'll just end by saying, first of all, what a lovely group of women. I am honored to be in your company. I happen to feel strongly that we have made such strides, that we are role models, that we live lives as truthfully as we possibly can, and in turn that gives the younger generation something to hold on to, especially in a changing society such as ours. With that, I want to thank all of you, Jolie, Joanne, Michelle, and until next time, I'm Sima Shapiro here for Women Over 40. This is WESU Middletown. Take care.